Good. So we're holding over here at Amud Kuf Chaf Hey, I believe.
Where he speaks. Amar Rabba.
I think. Amar Rabba. Yetzahara betchila kro orea, osav kro ish. Yetzahara first is called an oreach and then an ish. It's fascinating the pasuk that we get it from. It's the parasha by David and Nasan with the Kivsas Arash. So he says there was this poor man who he had only one little sheep. Vayavalish Asher, he came to the wealthy man. And he was reluctant, the wealthy man was reluctant to take his sheep and his cattle to make a suda for the oreach. And he made it for the Isha Ba'ilav. So the pasuk really has Helich first, in other words, somebody walked by, then Oreach, and then Vayasel le Isha Ba'ilav to the man who had come to him. So it's interesting that Chazal darshnit for Yitzhar. The bad guy in this case is supposed to be the Osher, not the Ani. It's the fellow who had his own sheep and didn't want to give him. But Al Kaponim Chazal Dashnit from the fact that it's a Helich, and then there's Ish Haba'elav, and from a Reach and Ish Haba'elav. Upirish Davazeh, Ki Bebriya Sa'odim Dovak Ba Chisarin, Ve'ena Chisarin Dovak Ba Legamri Shalo Yashalim, Shim Hoya Chisarin Dovak Legamri Ba'odim, Lodim Kiyim Klau. Well, the fikach nicker kamoi ha helich shoibel adam, vela de vekos agam imoi, rakshu mitsurfel of a ra, kamoi ha helich shoibel of mitsurfel of, vela tsirfrak bimak, enem is axen etzlo. So, what he's saying is, the ra in a person is not an essential feature of the person. Because if it was an essential feature of the person, then the person could never be tov. This is who I am. This is my metzias. What else are you going to do? So, when the person has the ra that comes with him when he's born, it's more something that's associated with him, like a halach, something that one. We happen to be taking the same bus together. And then he says, "Omam nishar achrof, ukva izbaya shekolay chenim shachacha yitzur dovek b'chesaron as a oid vaznik yitzur oireach." He goes from being a fellow journeyman, a fellow traveler, to becoming a guest. And if he's even more nimshach etzar, oz nika etzara ish claim a bala bias lo nika sheshla tzir of elov. It's not the pshat that he is an associate of mine. Like nechshav adam chasev atzmai, the person self is missing. V'loishem mitzurf alara raku rabe atzmai. So this sort of helps us give an understanding about another dimension in the struggle with ra. Now let's. I want to give an interesting mashal. That we see in a biological world, the if a person lo aleinu has some sort of tumor or growth, its ability to be operable is usually dependent on how interwoven it has become with the person's avarim. If it's a very, very self-contained tumor, highly defined, usually tends to be benign, and is obviously very easy to operate and to take out. You then have a more cancerous growth, which sort of sends tentacles into all sorts of flesh around it, and that's much more complicated. But the worst case scenario is where let's say sometimes a growth attaches itself to the heart, it ate away the flesh of the heart, and it actually is serving the role as being a part of the heart. If you take it out, you've taken out, you leave a big hole in the heart because there's nothing but the tumor at that particular spot. And that's obviously the one that's impossible to get rid of because you got rid of the heart. So depending on how vital this has become incorporated into the person's personality, that is how bad its effect is. So in the world of Ra and Yitzhahara, so Tzuras Adam can't possibly have Yitzhahara as an essential part of itself when it starts, because that would mean that the person is Be'etzem Ra, and there's no point in trying to change it or fix it, because it's Ra by its Metzias. So a person is Tov with Ra coming in as an associate, so to speak. The when we talk about the Gemara says, Kivim she asadam mavera v'shana nasal keheta, that there's a process where a person loses sensitivity to it. There's a final process, and Rav Hutner used to mention it many times. It says by Elazar ben Dordaya that he lived with all the zonas that he could find, and when he did tshuva, he was this art of the tshuva. He sat and he started crying, and he died from magmas nefesh. And Abbasel came out and said that he's mezum l'chayelam haba. So Rav Hutner said that the person's metzias had become totally, the person's metzias had become so intertwined with the Yitzhahara of Arayas that if you extricated the Yitzhahara of Arayas, the person died. It had become a vital part of himself. So true that on a higher dagger, mitzad his neshama, he was able to get rid of it. But mitzad his guf, he couldn't get rid of the Yitzhahara, the Arayas. Let's give another example, which is also common and easy to understand. A person is born with no real need for heroin or cocaine or whatever it is. And yet a person can become so addicted to it that taking it away from the person is extremely, extremely difficult. So here we see different elements that start as outsiders and find their way into the person in a way that it becomes bound up, part and parcel with it. This is also how we understand the Inyan of Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, the Karbanis and the Kaparis are by and large to be mechapa on the Mikdash from the Tumas Bnei Yisrael. So it means that there's one thing Ra as such. There's another thing when the Ra had somehow become intertwined with the Toiv, the Beis HaMikdash. So what we succeed in doing is loosening his grip, so that he's an outsider. It's a world of difference to conquer Yitzhahara that's an outsider or Yitzhahara that's an insider. Very, very hard, and also like all sorts of microbes that pass off as the body itself, that's much, much more difficult to work with, to fight, than those microbes that are, that the body perceives as outside elements. Okay, yes.
What does it mean the Ra becomes intertwined? We understand a little bit what it means that the Ra becomes intertwined in the person.
Right.
Like examples you gave. But right. What does it mean the Ra gets intertwined in the Beis HaMikdash? What does it mean? It's an inanimate thing.
It's a what? Inanimate?
Yeah, it's inanimate.
It's in as much as Karbanis and all Avodos are representations of the Metzias in Adam. So the the Navi says, Heima Heichal Hashem, Heima, when B'shachanti B'soicham Zorchelach Tvechad, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, whatever the state of affairs is on the level of a personality, that's how it is mitzad beis hamikdash. So a tuma, then Kal Yisrael is intertwined with the tov shebehem, reflects itself as a tuma beis hamikdash. Let's try to flesh out a scenario. A person who is a person, l'mashal, has got an anger problem, but he somehow manages to project it as tzitkis. So he gets upset and furious that people are doing things that are not right. And nominally, yes, he's right that these people are doing wrong and so on. But really, what there's a problem here of anger. So what he's doing is, in the part of the person that's supposed to be sensitive to Tov and Ra, and a person is supposed to be sensitive and supposed to be upset at Ra, the person co-joined it to his problem of Kas. And now he lets out his frustrations and anger in this so-called sitkistika talk to the person. That's a type of event that's similar to this. And that would be called that we're being metame the mikdash. We're introducing tuma to the nekuda of the toiv in Klal Yisrael. So technically, we're talking about real tuma, and a person's metame is something a mikdash. But on a pneumistic level, sorry, I have a cold. Tumas mikdash is when Klal Yisrael associated those inyanim with it. They join the toiv and the ra. Let's give another example. So one example we have anger and so on. A person works in being makar of people, and here he has he's being makar of a woman, and there's an attraction there. So there's kiruv and there's an attraction, and the person is allowing the yitzhar darayas to become intertwined with some good things, with Avos Hashem, and so on, and then you have one feeding off the other, which is a getter of tumas yiddish kadasha. A person is learning Torah, a person is saying things, and he's allowing the desire for kavod to infiltrate it and become intertwined with it. These are all cases. So it reflects itself when you're looking for a physical reflection. It's tumas mikdash kadasha. But in the events, these are examples. Yes.
When is it permissible to actually let it become intertwined? Like, there is a thing that.
So I think we need to be very careful in definitions. There's something called mitoch shelolishma balishma. So as long as a person is very clear in his mind, for instance, a young boy is learning because he's going to get sweets. So as long as he understands that one is helping get the other, that's good. An older child learns Mishnayos or whatever and gets money for it. Good. It's so long as a person is aware that one is a stepping stone for the other, and one is chulin or not even such a midah tova, but it brings the other. So as long as the shaloi lishma is shemitoy shashma balishma, then he's not allowing it to become intertwined. But when a person confuses the two, let's take that example, when a person has very personal feelings towards someone trying to be karev, but in his mind he calls it kiruv, and he sees it now in that light as such, and he's not willing to understand that, you know, there are other things going on over here, then we run into this problem where they're intertwined. So long as you know that they're separate, and one is a way to get the other, so many areas, it'll help. I know that if I come up with the answer, my Rebbe is going to say, you said well, and that will encourage me. So I'm doing that, and I know that will encourage me to learn further. That's not what the learning is about. Then it doesn't become intertwined because I perceive it as so separate. But if I consider my ability to tell everybody I'm right and you're wrong and kind of being mean and nasty as being that itself as Torah, then we have some real problems. It's one issue sometimes when we can't be genuine to ourselves and say, okay, you know what? I got this problem. I have to do A for B. It doesn't work without that. So then a person at least is makir, the A and the B, and it doesn't see them as one. When the person declares himself as being, sometimes it's because we're embarrassed. The person is embarrassed to say, you know, it's because somebody said something kind to me. That's why I'm learning. Yeah, what do you think? I'm out for COVID. So that's the worst situation, where a person has a problem with some issue, and it's not terrible, but if he doesn't see it as a problem, then the good and the bad become one and the same. Hello?
Now we're going okay, back. So we lost 2 minutes there. Okay.
Okay. So I guess the rag got intertwined. But as long as a person is makir and understands his different kohos, then we're fine. Then you're okay. There was somebody. There was a boy in my vad in my year in the mid yeshiva. He was a European kid, kind of round, chubby kid who liked to eat a lot. And Shabbos, he would sit and eat and say the covered Shabbos in every teaspoon, on every tablespoon of chol and soup, this, that. And it was quite, you know, it was bothersome, the person's lack of understanding of himself. I mean, you like to eat, fine, not a terrible idea. But when all of a sudden, like, 6 days a week you eat because you like to eat, and today it's all about Kedusha Shabbos, man, you're missing a lot of self-awareness. Okay. So this is the process of Yetzer Hara moving from becoming an outsider to becoming someone that's firmly entrenched in you. I want to add maybe another Nakuda. When the Bala Tanya speaks about the different dargis of Tzadik in Russia, and Tzadik Atolo, Russia Baralo, and so on, he does not speak about Schar and Onesh. He says there's another way to look at these dargis as being essential dargis in a person. And basically what he says is these are madregis that you measure by the potential of the Yetzer Hara to awaken and be master of the person. Is the Yetzer Hara been totally extricated? Is he there but he's subdued? Is he there but you can subdue him? You know, it's the different madregas of what has become the person and what stands on its own is what determines the person's darg of Toivara. Voicham Amru Betchila Yetzer Daim Lechut Shel Buchya V'Besayf Daim Kavoyses HaGola Shnema Kavoyses HaGola Chatot. So it says that at first the Yetzer Hara is like a thread, but you know, no matter how puny a thread is, if you bind enough together, it will become very strong. Pirush Davar Zeh, Balei Megamke Yetzer Hara Shemoish Chodem Lachet Mavur Dveikas Adam Lara Mitchila Kasha Leichota Adam Ubimadregas Hashleimus Bima. So in the beginning, the ability for Ra to pull a person along is like a thread. So there's another element, the grip that the Yitzhar has over a person increases in time. Just like habit, a good habit helps a person keep doing well, and when it's a bad habit, it gets worse and worse. Maybe it's a hara. Tzadikim nidmalim kehar gavua, or Rishoyim nidmalim kechut asara. Halolo bochum, halolo bochum, tzadikim bochum, heich yicholin lichboish har gavua kmo zeh, Rishoyim bochum, heich lo yichol lichboish kechut asara kmo zeh, akka. Very famous Gemara, does love a kashbrog is going to shech yitzahara, Rishoyim and tzadikim will both be overwhelmed. Rishoyim will say, I don't know how I couldn't have overcome a yitzahara that was like a kechut asara. Tzadikim will cry and will say, how did we ever conquer Yitzhara to get Lamel? So there's an issue here that the Tzur of Yitzhara is different. I mean, is he a mountain? Is he a thread? Which one? It seems almost, unfair. We're talking about two different Yitzharas. If Yitzhara is a very powerful force, then the Rishayim should appreciate that, and vice versa. The dovas that tovan v'ashe is balamala. Yitzahara yoisim is gara tachom yisrael. Nekach kol shu tzadik yoisa yitzahara gon elav osha rosha yisa kov nelav. V'ad ki ala rosha gomo lanir elav rak yichut asayra. So he says a hezba. Let me first say a hezba that is in line with what he said before, not what he's saying now. Hello? 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 I'm still trying to get the call back here. Hello?
One sec, I think we're back. Hira,
yeah, I think
so. We start again from the Oid.
Yeah, so he says over here, right before the Va'oid. So I wanted to discuss two things. First of all, something in line with what we said before. He's explaining why is it that Yitzhara to Rishayim looks worse, that Tzadikim looks very overpowering, and to Rishayim it looks kind of puny. So I once heard a pshat, and it's definitely an emes pshat, that the Rasha always, the tzaddik is someone who saw, he resisted the Yetzirah at the first, at before, he didn't do it. When an Avera, before you do it, seems incredibly, incredibly enticing. And to stop and not to do it is very, very difficult. Once a person has done the Avera all of a sudden, it doesn't look so great. It's like, you know, it's like a person sees something very luscious to eat. Before, it's very, very powerful, the drive and the urge to eat it. Once he's eaten it already, and so, okay, you know, it doesn't have the power, the strength of the drive and the push is usually before more than after. That's one shot. But there's another point, and I think this is in line with what we're saying before. It's not what he's saying here, but it's in line very much what he said before. The Yetzirahara is always most enticing when it's an outside thing. Anything you become accustomed to, day in, day out, a person doesn't have that type of taiva to. It moves from becoming a taiva to become a necessity. A guest is very interesting, fascinating, so on. And as the person, as he moves into normal life, it becomes drab. Okay, beseda, not nothing fantastic. The Russia who perceived it as being the Russia who's been nichshal again, 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 it's become from an incredibly enticing experience. It's become just another drab, humdrum day to day. Whereas for the tzaddik who's never tasted it, it still seems to be extremely good and so on. He says a different pshat. The tzaddik has a more powerful yitzhahara, and the rasha has less of yitzhahara. In other words, it doesn't take much. When I'm trying to, and it's going, I think, along lines of what he said before, also. Let's think a second about this. What's the justice that the Yetzirah needs to put a lot more effort into a tzaddik than into a rasha? And the answer is, by a rasha, the ra is sort of his bread and butter, his day-to-day activity. Those things don't need a great enticement. For people that are not used to it, so you need to make it into something very enticing to get you to do something unusual. The ra of a rasha is less, it needs less pressure to get him to do it, simply because he's conditioned and it's part of him and it's normal. That's that. Whereas the tzaddik needs to have a lot more oomph and a lot more pressure to get him to do it. So he says another pshat. And it's also flowing with what he said before. If, let's say, a person meets a very frightening person, scary person, tough, strong, big, not nice. So when you meet him the first time, it's scary. Somebody that's used to that person, kind of lives with him constantly and, you know, sort of shares life with them, they're used to it. You know, they're kind of okay. It loses its sense of fright when you become exposed and become used to it. there was once a boy in yeshiva many years ago who he had a very tough family situation. Tears off from they lived in two separate apartments, and you know, a very, very tough. And he was a single boy, he was a ben yochid, and not easy, but it functioned quite well. So someone asked him, like, I don't understand how you manage, you know, such a tough environment to function. And his answer was, when you grow up with a camel in the house, a camel in the house seems quite normal. In other words, anything, the more something seems normal, the less imposing it is. It doesn't seem quite overwhelming. The familiarity dulls the edge of the shock of any other aspect of it. So that's what he says over here. The tzaddik, because he's not had any contact with Tzahara, and it is like that. A person who's never given into taiva, anytime he's exposed to something that's ma'ara taiva, has a very, very powerful Tzahara, because it's strange, new, exotic. A person who indulges in taiva, well, that's humdrum, and it's become kind of normal, and that's that. Anytime you have a thing that is, the closer it is to yourself, the less it's possible to look at it with any great trepidation or however you want to call it. So that's what he says over here. The tzaddik is separate from Ra, and therefore the Ra is extremely enticing to him. There was the president of Israel, Shazar, he was the third president, I think, was not from, but he was a Chabad Chassid from home. Yeah, so, you know, he was a Chabadnik, but not a from one. So he was once at a visit by the Rebbe, and they were talking about not shaking women's hands, whatever it is. And he said, you know, with all due respect, I always shake women's hands at all the functions, and I don't feel that in any way it's Ma'ori Yitzhahara. So the Rebbe told him, imagine how many averus you had to do till you got to that Madrega. Because the fact that you don't find it at all enticing or stimulating is not because you're such a tzaddik and this and that, it's because you've indulged in many more things that it's sort of lost its luster to you. This is also, I guess, an answer to people asked on this Gemara, well, doesn't it pay to be a Rasha better? Why would we want to be mechanech our kids to be tzaddikim and isolated and insulated, when that creates greater temptation for Mitzahara, when it's much better for them to be, you know, let them be Rishayim, quote unquote, to have less of Mitzahara? It almost seems to be a paradox. And the answer is no. They don't have they are much more pure people in that they don't have Ra in them. Someone who is very tempted when an outside X, Y, or Z crosses his path, it's because inside the person is more of a clean person. So yes, if he's going to later have to face some external issue, he's going to be more tempted, and it's going to be an issue. But when we saw the panemius, but when we take a look at the person and evaluate what Darga of Kedusha is a much higher Darga of Kedusha. So you know, he has to figure out how to deal with his Yitzhara, but at least he's on a high Darga of Kedusha. Okay, any questions? Okay, so we'll hold it here. Next week we won't. Next week I'm being at Yisrael Metz Hashem. So Metz Hashem in 2 weeks.
Okay, thanks for looking. Have a good Shabbos.
Okay, you too, Kol Tov.